Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
What is an evangelical? On this episode of 5 Minutes, let's tackle this question. It often comes up a lot, especially around election season. When is it not election season? But we're wondering, who is an evangelical? What is an evangelical? We hear them used in statistics and polls, and we hear all things about them. Well, let's see if we can give some definition to this term. You could say that the term evangelical and evangelicalism began with a joke told by George Whitefield. George Whitefield would often tell this joke in his revival preaching. He would say, a person died, went to heaven, and there they were met at the gates of heaven. And they asked St. Peter, are Anglicans in heaven? Of course, St. Peter would say, oh, no, there are no Anglicans in heaven. Well, the colonists love that one. Then he would say, St. Peter, are there Presbyterians in heaven? Oh, no, there are no Presbyterians in heaven. And he'd go on through the list. Are there Congregationalists? Are there people of the Methodist way? Are there Baptists? And finally, this exasperated individual says to St. Peter, well, tell me, sir, who is in heaven? And St. Peter says, Christians, sir, Christians are in heaven. And some historians have said that at that moment, at that joke, evangelicalism as a trans-denominational movement was born. We certainly do see it in this era of the Great Awakening, an emphasis on what is in the name, the evangel, the gospel. It was a twofold emphasis, really. One is the emphasis of the need for it. To personally believe in Jesus Christ, to not simply rely on being a member of a church. Sometimes this is called nominalism. I can rely on my church membership or the fact that I was baptized into a certain tradition, and that makes me a Christian. This emphasis, especially coming in the time of the Great Awakening, said, no, you must be born again, right? The other emphasis on the gospel is not only the need for it personally, but also the need to share it, to evangelize. But there was a modern, contemporary manifestation of this movement of evangelicalism in the middle of the 20th century. Two people played a key role in this. One is a theologian, one is the evangelist. The theologian was Carl F. H. Henry. In 1947, he published his book, The Uneasy Conscience of Modern Fundamentalism. Not a very big book, but this short book had quite an impact. And one of the things Henry said was, we've sort of abandoned, as evangelicals, as Christians, we've abandoned the institutions of culture, the institutions of learning, the institutions of the arts, and this has left us with an uneasy conscience. We are called to be salt and light in the world, and we must engage the world. Well, that same year, Billy Graham held his first crusade in Grand Rapids. I think he spoke to about 6,000 people, and from there it escalated. In 1949, there were the LA Crusades, and then the big one, 1957, the New York City Crusade. And here comes a young, dynamic, charismatic Billy Graham. And what is he saying? You must be born again. And so between Graham and the Crusades, and Henry and his book, in this post-war moment in not only America, but we could also sort of extend it around, we see this emergence of evangelicalism. Well, an historian teaches at the University of Stirling in Scotland, David Bebbington, famously came up with his quadrilateral to define an evangelical. Are you ready? Here we go. Quadrilateral is 4 beliefs. One is biblicism. Evangelicals have a high view of the Bible. Number 2 is crucicentrism, emphasizing the atoning work of Christ on the cross. Number 3, conversionism, the need to be converted. There you go. You must be born again. And number 4, activism. The gospel needs to be expressed in action. It needs to be lived out. So there are a few touchstones for you to understand this term evangelical and what it means to be an evangelical. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. As we finish up this week's episode, here's a quote from one of our favorite medieval theologians, Anselm of Canterbury. "For in whose power is hell or the devil? Or whose is the kingdom of heaven, if it be not his who created all things? Whatever things, therefore, you dread or hope for, all lie subject to his will, whom nothing can oppose."